Our next candidate running for governor is Attorney General Gary King. Mr. King, can you tell us a little bit about your background and why you're running for governor of New Mexico?
Sure. Well, I was born and raised in New Mexico and went to school in Moriarty, graduated from Moriarty High School, and then I got my undergraduate degree in chemistry from New Mexico State University and a PhD in chemistry from the University of Colorado and my law degree at the University of New Mexico. I practiced law in Moriarty for about 10 years, just a general practice of law, and then I also, for about another 10 years, was the chief lawyer for a small Hispanic-owned environmental engineering company called Advanced Sciences, Inc., in Albuquerque. And then since then, by and large, I've been the Attorney General. I've been the Attorney General for about 7.5 years now, and I'm completing my term as Attorney General. You know, I've been very involved in public service in New Mexico, and I want to continue to be involved in public service. You know, I feel like I have a lot to bring to the governor's office, and certainly it needs a lot. The state, I think, has been languishing. We're 50th in child welfare, and we're 50th in job growth, and, you know, we really have to make some significant changes, and I feel like I have the skill and experience to bring the changes that we need to get New Mexico back on the right track.
Let's speak specifically about job growth and the importance of the private sector in growing this economy. What would you do differently, and how would you fault the current governor for the way she has been courting businesses in this state?
Well, I think one of the big mistakes that the current governor is making is it's sort of her big economic development package seems to be tax cuts for big multinational corporations. And that doesn't have a big impact in New Mexico. I think that we need to focus on job creation. I think we need to focus on small business. Indeed, there are good opportunities for New Mexico, and for instance, in alternative energy development, in other technology-related jobs like computer programming, computer engineering. Obviously, healthcare is going to be a big job growth area in New Mexico, as it is across the country, and we have a lot to offer there. And so, you know, I think that we need a governor that will work with the legislature to develop programs that help our small businesses in New Mexico grow and prosper. And you know, even if we're going to offer some sort of tax incentives, I think that we would be much better off to focus those on small business. And so that, you know, I have some specific ideas on how we can stimulate our small business growth in New Mexico. I do think that we need to try and broaden our base. You know, we depend a lot on oil and gas and extractive industries in New Mexico now, and we have very little, you know, value-added kind of jobs, that, not specifically big manufacturing like in Massachusetts, say. I don't know that we'll ever have that, but I think that we can take the resources that we have and utilize them better in New Mexico. And frankly, just make sure that we're, even the state is contracting our business in the state of New Mexico and not to out-of-state contractors, so that we keep our own money here.
And you mentioned extractive industries. How would you plan to balance the need for energy and exploration and also the income that brings with the needs of citizens, a cleaner climate, and other business ideas?
Well, I think that I have a really strong record with regard to, you know, working in environmental issues and working with the business community. For 2 years, I was an assistant secretary at the Department of Energy, and my job's focused on helping to develop jobs in communities that were impacted by a downsizing of DOE facilities. And our goal there was to create jobs that, you know, paid a similar amount and you know, used a similar technical expertise. But meanwhile, I certainly have worked in the past to pass the New Mexico Mining Act, for instance, that makes open pit mines, hard rock mines, clean up and have a cleanup plan if they actually are starting a new mine. So, you know, we don't think that prohibits mining, but that we want to require those companies to do their operations in such a way so that we're protecting our groundwater and that we're protecting our natural resources. The Attorney General's office has for many years been representing what's called the Office of the Natural Resources Trustee, which is the agency in New Mexico that's really designed to address issues of contamination of groundwater and surface resources by various kinds of industries. And so I really think that there is a balance there. I think that these industries can continue to make a profit for themselves and want to operate in New Mexico, but I think that we have to make sure that they operate in a way that, you know, that protects our environment and protects our people, and frankly protects the health and the safety of the workers that work in those industries.
Well, along similar lines, let's talk about water, the state's most precious resource. How would you allocate water use among the needs of citizens and also its use in the energy sector and high tech that uses so much water for job creation?
Sure, and I, you know, I have a history with that. I worked many years ago with a company called McKinley Paper, and they operate in New Mexico now. They have a paper recycling plant. And from some work that I was doing with them, they asked me what they could do if they wanted to be successful in New Mexico. And I said, well, one of the things you need to do is recycle all your water. And they actually developed the technology so that they could recycle their water. So paper industries, by and large, have been known as big water users. But certainly, especially, you know, in new design, they can design those plants so that they don't have to use as much water. So, you know, I think that we can work with industries to do that. There obviously is a lot of concern about fracking and how much water fracking takes and such. And the Western AGs held a conference on fracking and fracking technologies and the law that various states are using to deal with that issue. And, you know, there's some new technology so that if you are doing fracking, you can do it in a way that uses a lot less water that uses other technologies. And so, you know, once again, it may be that some of our solutions are going to be technological solutions, but I think that we can do that. With regard to just water resources, like I said, my office has been very active as I've been the Attorney General in bringing suit against companies that have polluted our groundwater, which is provides most of our drinking water in New Mexico. We are certainly working around the state to protect water resources, like in the Lower Rio Grande and in other places, and we've been working with the legislature to try and develop, you know, a good set of laws so that we can have good water management in New Mexico. We've defended what are called the AWORMs, the Active Water Resource Management tools that the state engineer has, so that in times of short water supply, that the state engineer has some authority to try and work with water users to, you know, to decrease water usage across the board, for instance, so that everybody gets a reasonable amount so that they can continue to operate.
Even if there was a way to use less water with fracking, could there be a way that we could ask them to tell us what chemicals they are using and inserting into the water?
Oh, absolutely. That, you know, we supported a bill in the legislature that would require disclosure of those compounds that are in fracking, and we know that in modern fracking that they're using, besides using water and sand and you know, some other sort of common materials, that most of them have surfactants or something that they're using to help enhance the recovery. And I think it's really important, one, that we do maybe an initial test of the water in an area where there's going to be fracking so that we have a baseline, and two, that local officials who are going to have to deal with this particularly have access to knowledge as to what kind of materials are likely to be there so that we can test and find out if the fracking is degrading our water quality, for instance.
Now, another issue that has gained some notoriety here in New Mexico is law enforcement problems at both the state and city levels. One, I'm wondering if you agree we have trouble here, and if so, what would be the focus for changing the culture of policing in this state?
Well, I have expressed some significant concerns, particularly recently, both incidents that occurred in Albuquerque and in Santa Fe with regard to how the police have responded to certain situations. And so, you know, I think that we're going to have a major discussion about training over the course of the next couple of months to make sure that our training regime includes training officers on how to defuse situations and not let them get to the point where they feel like they have to use, you know, ultimate force. And so yes, I think that there are some issues there, but my office is looking into a couple of the recent incidents where I feel like there's been really significant issues, you know, as governor, I think that you certainly have control over the public safety department and, you know, more control over what's happening at the training academies, and really important for the governor to step in and look at those and make sure that we're doing the right things. I actually have a little experience. I went to look at law enforcement on the northern border just to see if there were things that we could do on the southern border, and I had a chance to meet the chief of police from Vancouver, Canada, and they had similar problems in Vancouver a number of years ago, and they brought in a police chief who really worked on training his officers to defuse situations where there were big crowds, for instance, even or whatever, and they made great improvements there. So I think that there are people that we could bring in that can help us find new ideas for improving our law enforcement in those areas.
And to date, what has your office been doing with that?
Well, we're starting an investigation in a couple of incidents in Albuquerque and an incident in Santa Fe. And unfortunately, because they are investigations, normally we will disclose that we have an ongoing investigation. But further than that, it's sort of too early to talk about the investigation. But we're certainly have resources in the Attorney General's office that have been directed to investigating those situations.
In terms of high income, I know we're all looking toward Colorado and their somewhat experiment with legalizing cannabis, and specifically around medical marijuana. Is there an ongoing discussion, or would this be part of your policy platform to think about also legalizing cannabis, one, for the medical benefits, decriminalizing, and also for tax purposes, revenue purposes?
Sure. And you know, I've had a lot of discussions with the Attorney General from Colorado. You know, obviously that's something that we've been talking about because, I'm trying to find out what the problems they are having in Colorado as well as the benefits. I have supported and continue to support medical marijuana use. I think that I have not supported making the state a dispensary because, as the Attorney General, I think that puts the state crossways with federal law, and until we can get the federal law changed, I think that we, as the state, have to meet it. And so, I think that we're doing a good job in New Mexico with our medical marijuana program. I wouldn't want to see us, backslide on that. And I know that the current governor has been trying to impact that program. With regard to recreational use of marijuana, I don't favor legalizing recreational use of marijuana. I think it sends a bad message to our young people who, as I said, we're trying to encourage them to make wise choices and not do drugs. And I don't think that anybody thinks that young people ought to use marijuana. Certainly legalization would only be for adults, but that causes some problems. And frankly, in Colorado, they're not seeing the tax income that they projected that they were going to see from that. And so we're watching to see what happens in Colorado. I think that as we see, how things have worked there, then we'll know how to move forward in New Mexico.
So many of the candidates really say very similar things. What differentiates you from the other candidates running for governor?
Well, there are a lot of things. Well, I'm the only one who's a chemist, although that's an interesting point. But it's really important because I think a lot of what we learn in sort of scientific thought, to get the facts and to and I think one of the real drawbacks for Governor Martinez, for instance, is that I have yet to see her actually admit that we have problems, and I don't know how you can solve a problem if you don't analyze the situation, find out what your problems are, and then take steps to change things or fix things. And so I actually think that that's really important. But, more than that, I have almost 30 years of experience in public service in New Mexico, 12 years in the legislature, 2 years with the federal government as an assistant secretary at the Department of Energy, which, of course, is a big player in New Mexico, and almost 8 years now as the Attorney General. And I think the Attorney General's office has really given me a lot of insight into the problems that New Mexicans face. We work every day to, with our consumer group to try and keep people in their homes and help people to avoid scams. And I have a group that's very active in training young people, how to deal with problems on the internet and to avoid use of mind-altering drugs and a lot of those kinds of things. So we're really dealing day to day with the problems that New Mexicans face, and I think that that's an experience that none of my opponents really have.
Is there anything else that you would like KSFR listeners to know, or about you, or about the priorities you would have as governor?
Well, obviously we haven't had a chance to talk very much about it, but I think the basis in New Mexico of developing a good economy and such is to have a good education system. And I've been working for a couple of years now with a group that's been working to get adequate funding, real funding for early childhood education, which I think is the first step. And, you know, we have to focus on the well-being of our children in New Mexico. I'm concerned about the Children, Youth, and Family Department and how dysfunctional they are. I think that my number one focus as governor would be to focus on those issues, get us off of the bottom of all of those child welfare issues, and get us moving forward so that we have children who are ready to attend school, ready to learn when they get to school age, that where we're addressing the issues of child hunger, because a hungry child is not going to learn well. We have to deal at the base with issues of poverty in New Mexico, and until we do that, we're not going to be able to meet, you know, what I think, you know, my real vision for New Mexico is, which is we're a wonderful state, and people that are living in New Mexico ought to have those opportunities, and that's what I'm going to work for as governor.
Well, thank you so much, Attorney General Gary King, who is running for governor of New Mexico.